what Hashem is there, the countdown is on. And it's a topic that we discuss a little bit about Hanukkah. Come on, Satan, number one. Two, what is the shaitis of Parashat Bamidbar to Kabbalah Satan? This parashat always precedes Matthew, or Gaizai, is because of its. We're doing a very similar thing. Right, there's a Kabbalah Satayra, because it's the end of the year, the judge on trees on Shavuos. That's why there was a meaning at the previous time for trees and shrubs, not just grass and trees. And the growing was Mevatel. The growing was Mevatel because that was the meaning of the growing. There are churches to put in trees. So therefore the growing was Mevatel. But the Etzem, so there's a din on Beis Yibo, and that's why the Torah comes, right? The Torah comes the Parsha Kosek for Shavuos. But then we have Parsha Bamidbar. Parsha Bamidbar always precedes Matan Torah. Obviously, there has to be some connection between the two. Must be some connection. All right. So much we'll get to that. But first, we start with the Chana. We're coming from Hashem. We have another only a few days before Matan Torah. So what are some of the things we want to concentrate on? So instead of Parsha Yisro's balance, Ba'chodesh Hashlishi Mitzvah Bnei Yisro Meretz Yisroel. They came to Arsinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan came to Arsinai. Sunday. By this one they are Kivim, by Avoyim Mid Bar Sinai, by Yachanu Bar Midbar, by Yichanshom Yisrael Legev Ahol. Oh, so they left Ufidim. Now, the Torah already stated that they came to Mid Bar Sinai. State, we knew it already. So it said they left, the Torah is telling you where they left from. Tell them. The Torah already said they came to Arsinai, and it's telling you they left from there. So we know that already. Was that the same? Or it should have said previously. It should have previously stated that they left from Rephidim, right? And then they came to Arsinai, right? But here it says they came to Arsinai, and then it says, oh, well, you should know they left from Rephidim. What's the shot? Parashishra, your test, possibly based. Dr. Achaim HaKadosh. The Torah is coming to be Merambis. Not necessarily where they left from, not necessarily the physical geographical place, but what they have to fix. What was their akhon when they came to Arsinai? What did they do there? So number one is like you need some repeated. What do you mean they left? You remember, before they come to Arsinai, they were in Rephidim, and Rashi in Parashat Bashan says that Rofi Yidem Ben Atayr, they had a Rishi, they didn't learn as they should, either in the Iyun or in the Begiyat. There was some Rishi in Torah that existed there. And that's where Amalek had already the opportunity to attack Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael fixed that inadequacy here on Arsinai. They were mechazik themselves with the Torah. By these two men Rephidim, they left the. We're not talking about leaving the physical place of Rephidim. We're talking about they left that inyus, or that fault that they had of being lazy and not putting enough effort into learning. By these two men Rephidim, they left that, and they strengthened themselves in that. They left that aspect of the behavior that they were doing. They're mechazik themselves. And the Chaim adds, he says, you always find, when Chazal talk about Torah, it's always a lashon of physical acts. As they state, this is lashon. V'lezeh timtzeh, ki kol mokim shei yizkirena Hashem l'Torah, yidaktiku loyim l'lashon chayzik v'ayitz. The writing in Parshas, what do you call it? In Sefer Yeshua, when it discusses, when it tells Yeshua to learn it and to keep teaching Torah, always watching his. The Psalms also, the Chazals talk about it, Esek HaTorah, Yishtavos HaTorah, all these Lashonis implying that you have to put effort into learning. It doesn't happen by itself. It doesn't happen. if you want to become a chacham and a lamdim, you have to put in work. It doesn't happen. There's no, unfortunately, no easy shortcuts. It doesn't happen. Over time, you get slowly, over time, you get used to the work and it becomes very gishmak. But that takes time. But first you have to learn to put in the effort. That's what's required. Again, you don't start from the 20 hours. Slowly but surely, you try to increase the amount of effort that you put in. As I say, in the end, it will be gishmak. So that's the first thing after the first preparation for they left that need of being lazy, not working in Tyre, and they put in all, they put more effort into it. As you said, for us, the effort's not necessarily in the hour Shabbat, in staying up late at night, but more using the time that we have now. It's not as much sometimes in hours, more than hours. But in this done that we're here, are we using the time to the greatest extent possible? Are we using it in the time that we're even learning, are we focusing as much as we can? Without upsetting. That's for us, I think, the major matter. We're in Yeshiva full time anyway. Are we using the time properly? Right? In this done itself, are we focusing as much as we can? That's one. By Yisrael Mirvita. By Yavoyim Midbar Sinai. What was this at the gate of Midbar Sinai? What happened to the kingdom of the best? Dr. Akhain, the second thing was another, a midbar. A midbar is a place, right? You make yourself like a midbar. Anyone can trample on a midbar. It's open. It's heftig, like, kind of open to everybody. And they had the requirement of this another, Dr. Akhain. Another. Everyone can step on the ground. Everyone can walk in a midbar. Probably some made themselves another. And here it's Ramban says that another is the Russian. Shoyrish, I forgot the version exactly. Shoyrish the Chalam is a Torah. Eke Anovi Yeres Hashem. Anovi. To realize that I have faults, I have a lot to improve. There's a long way to go. Anovi. I don't deserve so much love. There's a lot more that I'm capable of doing. Vayachim Yivan Mitzvah. If a person thinks he's a Muslim, then there's nothing for him to work on. But if you know that you're missing a lot of qualities, then you want to work. You don't. You realize that I have faults, everyone else has faults. You realize that now I have to improve myself. I'm moving now to work in Makabal Torah to make myself a better person. So we have physical learning and another. What is that? That they camped by the mountain of Sinai. What's that? That's the way that others. That already brought you up. They were together. The Archaim brings it out is that they were together in learning as well. They weren't Oisik by themselves separately. They were in a Chabur together. One asked each other, this is what Chahir, what Chater. Yisvau yachad bichadu lezeh lezeh. As they write that the Gemara in Tainas and Dav Zayin says, Cherev el abad in the Noyah. More darshan's apostle. That there's a Tamdechomim who don't learn together and are not mechadding each other. Because the only way to improve is with the Pilpul Chaver. You ask somebody else, what's Pshat? How did you learn over here? You hear a horror from somebody else. It doesn't go nobody. Right? If you don't, there's nothing wrong with being a Chaver Shalt. You don't know God, you don't know Shalt. How did you learn Pshat over here? Even more so, because already did you not read it? If you're sitting in the lunchroom, you know, you had something to share, the first day something you don't know. Have you learned? I know when I was in the yeshiva, I grew a lot by in the lunchroom. That is. At least I don't know what it's like today. But I used to, other than myself, and others also used to make it a point to try to speak in learning. The question is, I tell you yourself, sometimes you listen to one chavrusa. But this is how you can ask, how did you learn this? How did you understand this? And the mail, it becomes clear. So these are the three means that Archaim is pointing out that they think the Kabbalah, from the Kabbalah Satire. Isaac Hatire, which for us we said is using the time properly, focusing, coming to the Midrash Sinai, another, realizing that we have to prove we shouldn't be discussed, Chas V'Shalom with other people, think that we're better than others. You know, we're better, we're say better than we're Muslim. And the actus, Vayichan Shom Yisroel Pnei Gavur, together. So the Chaim is giving us a broad outline. In general, the preparation of Klal Yisrael had to mount there and then. And this is certainly something we could look at ourselves also. That's in general, as we approach Rosh Chodesh Sivan, being supported, because the Chaim said, Klal Yisrael, when they came to our Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, this is what they focused on. Certainly these areas we can focus on. Isaac HaTorah, Hanover, and the Achdus, pushing going together, helping other people out in Ruchnitz. But what's the connection to Parsh Bamid? What's the connection? Oh. So, in Parsh Shteta Zeh, when Klal Yisrael is counted, there's a lot, you're not allowed to count, right? There are a lot of count troops. You have to count them only. They gave maps to Shkola, and that's how you counted them. That's how they were counted. In this case, there was that Moshe, everyone came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told them his name, and they had to shave it. That's how they were, and then Moshe Rabbeinu recorded it. But they didn't go around counting people. And the Ramban says that the reason why the Torah says it calls counting, typically the oisam and tzavoisam, right? That they should be counted, the loshon of kida. So a loshon, they don't know loshon of kida, means loshon zikaron, zikaron mashgacha, paying attention to it. Remember, the Torah is telling you should remember not to count even ridiculous. Pay attention not to count them. Just count them out sashkol. Don't count them in particular. Count the shkol. Ramban said. Inyan Bekida, Moshe Zichel Zikor Mashgoch Halbo. Yeah. But Omar Tipkos of Lir Moshe Loi Yisprit, the Ramban. Rachi, you play for now from Matzah Shekel. Apparently here also, they gave him Matzah Shekel. They should give him Matzah Shekel. And that way, you know how many people there are. You know how many people there are. So that's how you're supposed to count the room, to count it that way. David HaMelech, apparently for every reason, didn't do this. And when he counted, Klal Yisrael. Well, so there was a play against David HaMelech. It seemed that he counted the number of Klal Yisrael. He was punished for it. So the Shaila is, the Ramban asks, is how did he not know that law? Right? How could he not count them? How could he not count them the shkolim? The pelt of the guy. But he forgot this on the little bit of He forgot not to count them the shkolim. How's the child? He forgot it's an answer. Not an Allah. They did not allow to count them the shkolim. So how did he make go to melt? Forgot this on the counted them with just by counting the shkolim.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah. I'm saying you should. It's particularly. I just started to particularly, you should give matzah shkolim and you count the shkolim. The wise, how did Tavim El forgot it? So the Rambam means that the reason why there was a plague against Tavim El is not because he counted them, but because he counted them shaloi with soif. He loyu yotzel makoma, velo oisim gober beisayim. He didn't, there was no necessity to count them then. Tavim El had no reason to know why the amount of Klal Yisrael. He wasn't going out to war. Right? He wasn't doing anything with that.
Chiba.
But that's because work. Okay, maybe for Chiba.
He was on a high level.
I hear. Just say that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's only back for work. I hear. Why didn't say Chiba? Okay. Rak Sameach Libo Yishamolach Al Amro. He did it that he should make it, I guess the Dr. Amman, he did it that he should be happy that he was a melech of a large nation. So he did it with his own personal use. And the Mela, that's why he was punished. So he was punished. But the Shah was like this. So good. So Dr. Melech had no issues to count them. Right? He was incorrect in counting them, not because he counted them in the wrong manner, right? But rather, he counted for no reason. But what did Klal Yisrael do wrong? There was a plague against the Yidden, against the whole Jewish people for that. But if David HaMelech was like that, Why did Jesus fall? What's wrong with them? They didn't do anything. They were counting them out. They were counting like Dovid HaMelech. Why are they at fault for what Dovid HaMelech did? Because they let him do it, but he's the king. He's in charge. They can't control Dovid HaMelech. Why is there a claim against Klal Yisrael for what Dovid HaMelech did? Dovid, you're the problem. Why is Klal Yisrael taking the task to the event that Dovid HaMelech did? So for this we have to understand what exactly is the issue of counting, what form of counting. What's the problem? Mabaya. What's wrong? So Rabbi Mechai's Masber, in Mechai's Masber, I once saw this statue. Stephen Bruderman is the one who developed this model, Shivan Yisrael. But first we'll talk about in specific what's wrong with counting Jews. So he said the problem is as follows. Klal Yisrael is one unit as a whole. The moment you take parts of that whole and count them in individuals, you've taken the cloud and broken them up into separate entities. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at them no longer as part of a whole, but as separate individuals. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks at an individual much differently than he looks at itself. And the din on a tzibur is much more. Because you have the discuss of the tzibur. A din on a yachid is much more strict. Much more. Because you have to have your own source of ready. As a tzibur, if the tzibur deserves to be, saved, memela, so you could be saved also. Even if you're supposed to on the loan, you wouldn't be saved. But if you're chelik of that tzibur, then you'll get saved with the tzibur. This is Ka'im the 8th of the Altim Kelmdus.
You're becoming the right.
To do things, make yourself a great position within Rosh Hashanah, is to make yourself part of the tzibur. Right? Make yourself needed by the tzibur. Because then you're chelik of the tzibur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you in that light. Once Hashem looks at you as an individual, then much more strict. The Meir wants Inochlami. It's not that Klal Yisrael was chote. And what was our question? Our question was, why was Klal Yisrael taken to task if the Dovid HaMelech counted the Jews incorrectly for no reason? What's it there for? Right, it was Dovid HaMelech's thing, not the Jews. Dr. Rabbeinu, but the pshat is that once Inochlami, they're not held to task for that. But once, now that they're counted, you look at Klal Yisrael's individuals, and that is a secret. Right? They're not necessarily individuals. As individuals, the din on them is much more specific. Inochanami, not necessarily for the chayt of Dovid HaMelech, but for other chatorim. Then already, when we dine as individuals, then it's very hard, it's much harder to be there. Because both with the din on the person is much more severe. So that's the yisoy, it's a very important yisoy. What's wrong with the idea of why we don't count Jews is because Klal Yisrael is looked at as a, Klal Yisrael is a tzibur, is one entity. Once you look at them as separate entities, then the din on them is much more complicated. And Mamela, that's what Chaim said. Once Dovid HaMelech counted them and separated them, Mamela, now already it's much more, they're open to the din of Shemayim. Much, much easier. Because Baruch Hu would punish, could find fault with them much easier. So, your Rabban is binding. Oh, but that's a bit. The woman pointed out, this could be pshat, people ask if you have such great people who lived during the Holocaust, during the war. What pshat? How was the din on Kedosh Elyon? Most of the Yiv tells, he's not there, he's still during the war. But, during the World War II. What were they chayten? But it could very well be that if there's a gzeira on the whole tzibur, then the whole tzibur suffers. Even if it means Kadesh Elyon also. Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges it. Avada, they get this kind of mabah to the Cheshbonis. But even if they were looked at individually, they wouldn't deserve to have such a din on that. But Lamai said there's a din on the tzibur, they have to suffer also. And the riot to this is from later in the parasha, from Shevet Levi. Because for Shevet Levi, you'd say they were counted separately. Besides, they were counted separately, as the parasha. Right? Why would they count this separately? So Rashi in the spot if Parak Al Pesim on Tess. Gavarach, Rashi quotes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw if the Xavier on everybody from 20 years old because we're thinking, and Shevet Levi wasn't played with Dave. So they didn't deserve it. They didn't deserve that punishment of everyone dying in the mikvah. So they weren't counted as a chiluk kaiser. They weren't counting out. Our boys, I ask you, what shot here? And if they would be counted together with the rest of the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still couldn't stand it? Because they weren't fighting the same. What's the difference? What's the difference? Right. So they count them together with everybody else, and since they won't click in the Chayit Egel, then Hashem won't punish them. Hashem won't punish them because they won't click in the Chayit Egel. Just because they won't click in the Chayit Egel, they have to be counted separately in order for Hashem to spare them. What's it? It'll be yoga to count them together and then to spare them for the punishment. Because Chaim Shmulevitz points this out. But the pshat is no. That once they're considered a chaylik of Klal Yisrael, there's going to be a chaylik of all time. There's a din on them too, even if they don't deserve it. That's part of that, because of Zayla on the sea, the whole sea is affected. So even if they need to ask them about deserve it, but once they consider it part of Klal Yisrael, it's all different book. Then already, then it will be a bunch. You hear their present. I need to chop them, okay? You see, that's how it works. You see, that's the picture of my words. You hey, look at the tzibur, cipher good and sideways. Most of them are. So this is the story of not counting Jews as individuals, right? Because we want to have one tzibur. We want to be considered, and not the good things, but Rishbo was a chiluk of the tzibur, and not as a yom. But it's very interesting. On the one hand, When Klal Yisrael counts, we want to try to retain the status of being a tzibur, right? In order to get exclusive and also not to, and you know, sometimes of course if it's exempt, the tzibur, then you have to stop all. Even if it's not at the part, even if just look at the individual, you wouldn't deserve it. But on the other hand, if you think about it, inherently by counting people, you're counting individuals. You're counting individuals. By nature, when you count people, right? When you count people, 1, 2, 3, every individual makes up the grand total. Every individual counts. So even though we want to, when we count, we want to retain the status of a tzibur. Now, the aspect of a tzibur, but lamaisa, when you count individuals, when you count 1, 2, 3, then you count numbers, every person counts. Without, you know, if there's 603,000 people, if one is missing, you don't have that number. Every individual counts. So when you count, like you said, like Rashi does, you take the gossip and minus and push off. It's not a chibah in the Gans Klal Yisrael. Every person can try to count. I want to count you. You're hush. You deserve to be counted. You're part of the group that should be counted. So on the one hand, you have this aspect of tzibur. Right, we want to keep one tzibur, not disassociate them with individuals. But mitzvah, the moment you count everybody, everybody's worth to be counted. Everybody has enough chashivas to be counted. So you see the chashivas of the yom. So this idea of being able to see here and count, we see the chashivas of the yom. I want to be masber medrash that is quoted here, and maybe not understand why the medrash is particularly mentioned over here. The medrash says that the medrash in the beginning of our midbar, by Yidav Hashem of Moshe and the Midbar Sinai of Oyo Moni. Because Bo spoke to Moshe and Midbar Sinai. Why do you have to say that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Midbar Sinai? If you look at the Chesed when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is, like the Torah says, the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, on the second year, we know that we're still in the Midbar Sinai. I would know that. Because Mufurish later, they only left Midbar Sinai in the middle of the year. So I know they were still in Sinai. So why does the Torah have to tell us they were in Midbar Sinai? We will figure it out. We'll know where they are. Help the Medrash. It's to tell you a lesson about Mount Zeru. That the Torah was given with 3 things. In a Midbar, Eish, with Eish, and with Mayim. Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. There was Eish by Har Sinai, by Har Sinai, Oshan Kula. Right, the whole mountain is smoking. That would be an Eish. Eish Atar. No, it was given with Mayim. Then that was it. That by Sinai it was raining. Just in my Mount Torah. It's not in Pashtay, not for now. right? But the Maisa, that's the Gishtei. And also in the Midbar, Dr. Medish, why would these three kings? Why specifically give them number one in the Midbar and the Asian Eye? Said the Medish, just like these three things are penal, are free to everybody, so too, Torah Asia is free to everybody. The color waits a little more in your baby. Whoever wants them to come in. Color waits a little more in your baby. Whoever wants to come in. It's free to everybody. Open to everybody. That's what it's been in the Midbar and Asian night. It's free to everybody. Whoever wants to come in. Just like that's the Losh HaMetz. Let me show you in the beginning about it. It was bothering me. Why is the Torah specifically pointing out this lesson here in Bamidbar? It's very nice, but we could have said this in Parshas Yisrael. Why does that have to say to you? Why is this here? Now, Gravit works out very well that we happen to read the parasha of, we read this parasha of the Bogan Perry, this parasha of Yisrael always precedes Shavuot. Oh. Right? But it does didn't have to always work out like that. The mice involved in that different cycle. We have to finish the Torah not in 1 year, but in 3 years. So it's not necessarily because of our cycle, but apparently the Torah wanted to put it here for a reason, even unrelated to our, no, if we would read this parasha before Shavuot. So why did the Torah put this lesson here? Why is the lesson here now? I was thinking this foul, but the pshat is as a, in order for a person to have this desire, the tshuva, call it right, so one would rather the Omai, you have to realize the tshuva is in yourself, of each individual. If you know that you're included in the census to be counted, you're counted as part of Klal Yisrael, that means you're choshev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, is a chibur for every person who's counted. So then that will give you the Nesiyah slave, both the Nesiyah slave and the Diva slave, the desire to want to come, oh, I'm deserving to go and make the effort to be able, I'm part of those color rights in one another in your life. I realize my own chibis. I realize I have a Neshama Torah. I have a Chelik HaTorah also. I want to come and give you shabbat. It's for me too. The coloration wasn't just for this other 600, 2,000 people. It's for me also. Coloration all the other people, then includes me also. I was thinking maybe that's why the Torah specifically chose to say this lesson over here in Parashat Bamidbar. Because in order to have the color, to be of those people of the coloration, it's a little more yabai v'yilmai. You have to be someone who recognizes your own kashivas. To realize the capability that each individual, each yachum, the yachum, the kalisrael has, have a chelik haTorah. And it's up to you. It's not telling anybody else. It's you have the capability in yourself. It's there. You just have to use it. You got to put in the effort. You have the desire to want to do it. And as we said before, put in the effort to do it. But it starts by realizing, that you're counted. You deserve to be counted. Which shows that, as we said, the chashivas of each individual within the count. You're worthy to be counted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. You have neshama Torah. You just have to put in the effort, arouse within yourself the tshuva, the desire to put in the effort to want to be zeichet the Torah. But that's totally b'chol. It's up to you. So we're saying over here that the of realizing your own individual, your own kaiches as a yachid, has to bring one to have the tshuva, the desire to want to put in the effort to learn. And the truth is, all what our Kodesh Baruch Hu really wants from us is the desire. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Once Hashem sees that we want, then the version will change the world for us. And then we hold it the world. We realize our own chashivas, and now we have to create within ourselves the desire to want to be heard, to continue to grow. Oh, then the version will change the whole situation. The version will give us a new wave and a new ability to be able to learn. And the truth is arrived in that Mount Torah itself. Said by Mount Torah, when Klal Yisrael originally, the way Mount Torah was supposed to look with the Yisraelis, Hashem was supposed to speak. Hashem was supposed to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He was supposed to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Christ was supposed to listen. That's how he was supposed to be. What ended up happening is, he said, Christ, oh no, we're not master. We don't want that. We want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to speak for us yourself. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu went and told Klal Yisrael that the plan is you're going to hear when Hashem speaks to me. And if the pasuk says after Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael this is what's going to happen, the pasuk says in the test calls it test. Vayaget Moshe Dibayom al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu told what Klal Yisrael did to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, Tshuv al Dov Hazeh. I heard an answer from Klal Yisrael about what you told them. So writes in Mishmah Mincha, they want to hear directly from you, not from me. They don't want to hear you speaking to me. Klal Yisrael wants to hear directly from the world. We want to hear you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to us. We don't want to hear Moshe Rabbeinu then reporting to us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you. And Rashi finishes off with saying, "Name the Lord." We want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to see Hashem himself. We're not masking to you. We should only hear you, Hashem, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to hear from Hashem himself. You know what happened? Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe, Lecha la'om tidash la'im mo'ah. So we go to them and prepare them for Kabbalah Kabbalah. What does Rashi say? Im kein, shemaskik in the daber ma'ah. Oh, Klal Yisrael wants to hear directly from me. Lecha la'om. Go to Klal Yisrael and all. Now prepare them for Kabbalah Kabbalah. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Kabbalah Kabbalah would have been completely different had, and the Hachomer for Kabbalah Kabbalah would have been completely different had Klal Yisrael not said this. Klal Yisrael would have heard Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Moshe Rabbeinu would have reported them to Klal Yisrael himself what it said. They would have heard clearly Hashem speaking to them. That wasn't the issue. The reason why they wanted to hear Hashem is not because they were misupik when Hashem was speaking to Moshe. Not much like it. They knew Hashem was going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. That wasn't the question. The question that what Klal Yisrael wanted is to name the viewers, no name. We want to separate from himself. Oh, Hashem said, that's what you want? Okay, now we're going to have a whole different event in Kabbalah. MK, Kabbalah Satar James. You have to go. If you want to hear from Hashem by himself, you have to go prepare yourself. He dashed away the mock, prepare yourself. I'll keep going. Don't stay with your wives for 3 days. A whole different master. Klal Yisrael's chukur, desire to want to be oila, changed completely. 100%. It would be changed. But change the way that what happened by Kabbalah Satar. You see what the Kreyach HaRotzen can do. The Kreyach HaRotzen can change what the person genuinely wants. Genuinely, that's times he's even wants to. But genuinely develops himself in a true thing. A real desire to be Oyla. Then the whole matzah changes. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a whole different... HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a whole different Siyat Nishmayim and learning. A whole different situation where you'll have the Ruchas and Nefesh to be able to learn. But you have to really want it. That only inside everyone's life here, that only we know exactly what's going on. Now we're not Nevi'im. That only they have Nevi'im they will tell. But everyone knows inside themselves how much truth they really want to turn around. We have to create it. We have to create that truth. We have to create that truth. The way to create that desire in the Maisa is the Tzvila. Many places in down there, the Tzvila. Many places. Shtagilenu b'sar v'seva, b'rech v'shach in the morning. Shtagilenu, make his usual learning. Dabkeinu b'mitzvah, make his stick by the blue to mitzvah. Dabkeinu b'mitzvah, blue. I want to be inseparable from mitzvah. Inseparable. Dabkeinu b'mitzvah. Al t'v'yeinu l'lodi b'echeinu. We shouldn't come to have a... We shouldn't come to any Nisyonis. About Tashlot Bodhi Yitzhar. Could you imagine if a person said this Brahma Kavanah, what he would look? I guarantee you he'll look different over a short period. Believe me. First of all, Mitzad Siyat Shemaya again. With the Molak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Yahweh, you cannot do without Siyat Shemaya. And number two, it will develop in us a children who like to want to put in the effort. And as we said before, it does take effort. Masking takes effort. To learn properly, it takes effort and time. But if you're going to do it, the way to develop the truth and the desire to want to put in the effort, by the truth. the mokum next time. It would be kedai for the next few days, starting from maybe starting from tomorrow, to take one brach or the avin of a rachman before Krishma. To take that to save it to Kabbalah. I heard from Chaim Grim used to say, he said that, no, but see them the way they do it, they don't daven right away. It's interesting. What they do on Shavuos night, they go to sleep. They go to sleep and they eat before daven, so it's matzah. They go to sleep, they wake up and then they daven. Because they don't want to rush to daven. Good at singing. So he said that Barb Arlen, Arlen seen in Eretz Yisrael, he said you should eat a tremendous avarabah on Shavuos mornings, pillow blood. It took, I think he said, an hour was a tefillah avarabah. 1 hour. Avarabah. We have to make a mistake, it's not going to happen. I know yeshiva, I've been in, it takes more. But at least you see, right?
His man Krishna.
No, to make the zika, make the dam for zika in the morning.
What they do?
Yes, they say Krishna before. It's not there. It's not there. No, they did it before. Yeah, that's not there. But Lamaisa, but at these tefillahs in these days preceding Kabbalah Sefer, again, it's not going to happen in a week. But this is the time to start being magnish those tefillahs. To put it, even though to put a walk in, to daven for Ruchnis, to daven for the tshuva for Ruchnis. Everyone who's in the yeshiva wants to be there. There's no question about it. Everyone wants to be there. And you have to do it even when you have to do it even when you don't kill the mood either. But in general, to develop the desire to want to be Eilev and to put in the effort to do it, you have to respond to people. Give us the heart, give us the ability to want to do it, to put in the effort, and to do it properly. She was the mokum to develop. And I tell you, without a doubt, over time, to be mechavet, something you have to say anyway, with another few minutes, another minute of kavanah, heartfelt kavanah, I want to do what's right. I want to learn properly. I want to spend my time doing what's correct. Help me do it. To be able to next few days to come to the nation of Kabbalah Sefer properly. This ask is Batayra, the Chizuk and Lulim, and then in the next week, Beis Hashem, on the Shabbos, then you're going to tell Shavuos. The Anobo, we said, with the Anobo, Ayicha Mamidbar, the Achtus, to help other people who can see their questions, help the Chavuses, and Beis Hashem, we should all be, we should be Zaychat to be Kabbalah all Torah.
Amen. Yeah.